Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. What does it say? Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 2. What does it say? Huh? Not being mixed with faith. So from today, you are going to mix the messages. How many are going to mix the messages? So when somebody meets you and say, what are you doing? So I'm mixing the message. I'm mixing the message with faith. Amen. So what is faith? Well, what is faith? Since you say you are mixing it with faith. Are you with me? Okay. Faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. Faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. Faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. Amen. I thought that faith was this type of feeling that will have one who feels something very convicted. Look, let's be serious and have things clear in our minds. Amen. And have faith. So I'm telling you, faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. So I'm saying this so that you'll be clear in your mind. What is faith? Obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22. Beautiful. Let's look at verse 21. I took your sin, the calf which you made, and I burnt it with fire, and I stamped it and ground it very small until it was as small as dust, and I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount. This is Moses talking to the people about how he crushed their calf of sin that they made. Verse 22. And at Taberah, and at Massa, and at Kibro Thatava, you provoked the Lord to wrath. You made God angry. Huh? Kibro Thatava. Verse 23. Likewise, are you there? When the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land. Go on a mission. Take the cities. Take the nations. Go all out for God. Go up and possess the land which I've given you. Then you rebelled against the commandment of God, your Lord. And you believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. You see, right there, he's telling you, you rebelled. You went against him and believed him not. So faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. So when you are believing in God, you are obeying God. When the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land. When I send people on missions and they don't go, when I say go here and they don't go, that is it. They rebel against the command and they don't believe in it. They don't believe it. So, will you send your child there? They rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God and believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Amazing. Is it not amazing? Yeah. So people, I tell you, not obeying the Lord God is the same as not believing in Him. Are you there? Now, First Peter chapter 2. And let's look at verse 7 and verse 8. Faith is obedience. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He is precious. But unto them which are disobedient, you see, the opposite of believing is disobedience. Yes, the opposite of believing is disobedience. Yeah. Look at it. Unto you, therefore, who believe, He is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same has become the head of the corner. And by the way, that's one of the things about the anointing. When you believe in something, the anointed person is precious to you. Look at it. Put out the scripture. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He is precious. The person himself is precious. Yeah. He is precious. He is precious. He is precious. He is precious. Not it is precious. Or the institution is precious. Or there is some preciousness somewhere. He is precious. Oh, yes. That's why when Kenneth Hagin died, I started crying. I've never talked to him before in my life. There's a hello. It's precious. The anointed becomes precious to you. He is unto you who believe. He is precious. Don't let anybody take you away from the preciousness of a person who God gives to you to believe in and to follow. Don't let your mind be confused. Because it's actually only for those who have faith and believe. Don't be confused. Don't think to yourself, oh, I'm lusting after somebody. I love somebody's husband. I love a man. I'm making a man a god. No. It's in the Bible. And to you who believe, He is precious. Yes. Now, that's just by the by. But unto them which are disobedient. So right here, you see, those who believe are like this, but those who are disobedient are like this. That's all. Those who believe are like this. Those who are disobedient are like this. You are joining the obedient group in the name of Jesus. You cannot be in this bad section any longer. Tonight marks your exit from all unbelieving groups and denominations. Obedience is faith, and faith is obedience. How's it? If you say, I believe, it means I obey. Do you believe what I'm saying? I'm saying that this. You believe it. I believe it. I obey. If you obey, you believe. If you don't obey, you don't believe. That's why we are tired of counseling people. Some people, they don't really believe what you are saying. You are like somebody who is singing a lovely song, has a lovely voice, and can play well on an instrument. They'll hear what you say, but they will not do it. Ezekiel 33:32. Are you still there? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Number three. When you are walking in faith, you obey what you are told. Did I give you points in the first time? Faith is obedience to the commandment. Faith is obedience to the commandment. Faith is obedience. Obedience is faith. When you are walking in faith, you obey what you are told. Hebrews 11, verse 8 and verse 9. Beautiful. Hebrews 11, verse 8 and verse 9. Fantastic. This is the man of faith. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. By faith, he obeyed. When he had faith, he obeyed. By faith, he went out, not knowing where he was going. He obeyed something. He didn't know what he was even obeying. Faith made Abraham obedient to do things he didn't know the conclusion of. He didn't understand the mechanisms of, and he didn't have the opportunity to ask why, how, but he believed. Faith made Abraham obey. By faith, he obeyed. See, so when people don't obey, when you say, take pillars, when you say, do this, they don't believe it. I was teaching one brother how to escape from masturbation. They don't believe it. They don't believe it. Tell, do this. You'll come out of it. They don't believe it. You tell them. You'll see people, they say, I'm a boy, I'm a girl. I'm a girl boy. I said, no. Well, there's nothing like that. It's not even animals who don't do that. No. It's not. It's madness. It's nonsense. No matter what they say in Europe and America, it's madness. Even the British Psychiatric Association has rejected it as abnormal. British Psychiatric Association. They don't want to. They will not publish it. They publish it, but they will not publicize it. It's absolutely rejected. You tell them, be careful of this. Don't believe it. By faith, when Abraham believed, he started to obey things. He just went and said, look at it. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't even know what he was doing. Some of you say, I need to understand to obey. Do this, it's important to help your marriage. You didn't learn it from your background and from the back. Sometimes, that's why sometimes you look at the background of the person. Too hard. If your mother calls you stubborn, you have an evil spirit. In the Bible, a stubborn child is taken outside the city and stoned. You have not even married and they are calling you stubborn in the house. God forbid. Today marks the end of all types and variations of disobedience in your life. In the name of Jesus. Faith is obedience. Obedience is faith. Yeah. That's the truth. I'm sorry if it bothers you. Mark 16, verse 15, number 4. Believing in the gospel is obeying the gospel. Believing the gospel is obeying the gospel. Look at it. Mark 16. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. He that believeth shall be what? Believeth what? He that believeth what? The gospel. He that believeth the gospel. Okay, is that not what it says? He that believeth the gospel. So the gospel is something that is believed in. Okay? So what is believing? Believing is obeying. 1 Peter 4, 7. 1 Peter 4, 7, 17. 1 Peter 4, 17. Look at it. For the time is come. Remember Mark 16, 15. It says, he that believeth, go into the world and preach the gospel. Okay, beautiful. And he that believes is saved. Okay, but look at 1 Peter 4, 17. He says, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel? Not believe the gospel. Obey not. They don't obey. Not that they don't believe, they don't obey. So he has exchanged the word believe for obey. Gospel. Not even commandment or word or message. Gospel. He's exchanged the word obey. They don't obey the gospel. And the gospel is something you must obey. It's something you must obey. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7.
Beautiful.
To you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They don't obey the gospel. Not that they don't believe the gospel. They don't obey it. So straight away you can see that God is exchanging the word obey with belief. Believe is obey and obey is believe. So anyone who says, so straight away you can see that God is exchanging the word obey with belief. Believe is obey and obey is believe. So anyone who says, I believe, oh Bishop, I believe. I mean, just change it to I obey you, I obey. If you don't talk, just obey. You know, one day we called some missionaries, Ghana missionaries. They came here. We had a meeting with them. No, not many, about 40 of them. And we said, what problem do you have in the ministry? So they started to mention all their problems, one after the other. So then I think, was it Bishop Eddie or Bishop Intefo? Bishop Intefo? Yeah. We just opened the book. And we were reading the problem they were saying was written in the books. Church growth, mega church. I mean, like when they describe their problem, the problem is written as a problem in the book, which they have done exams on, but they think they know it. So people think they know things. No, I work in a sea of people who think they know things. You know, one day somebody's child, 10 years old, he told his mother, Mommy, you think I don't know things? You think I don't know things? I know a lot of things. I know things. But you see, a child who says, I know things, Mommy, I know things. Look, you don't know things. What things can you know at the age of 10? You don't know things. But he feels he knows things. He's telling his mother that I know things. 10 years old. It's more like this. Mommy, you think I don't know things? I know things. Most of us are like that. We live our life. We say, you think I don't know things? I know things. I know things about ministry. I know your books. I know your preaching. I know this. I know that. But he says, those that don't obey the gospel. Many of them don't obey gospel. They don't obey no God. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Hebrews 4 2. Hebrews 4 2. It's the same verse I read before. It's not a new one. It says, and to us the gospel was preached as well as unto them. But it did not benefit them. Not being mixed with faith. So decide to mix even a comment with faith. Yes. Decide to mix it. So what is faith? So you mix it with what? Obedience. Because obedience is faith. Faith is obedience. And obedience is faith. When you are getting a good report, but it says, by faith the elders obtain a good report, or by obedience the elders obtain a good report. You can change it. It's interchangeable. Totally. And I'm proving it to you today. Are you there or you are leaving? Beautiful. Zephaniah. Chapter 3. Verse 1. Obedience is faith, and faith is obedience. Trusting God. Now, if somebody says, "Oh, I trust in God," what does he mean? I have faith in God, isn't it? I trust in God. It means I have faith in God. Amen. Zephaniah. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. Verse 2. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. Girls, she trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. You see, all in the same verse. You don't trust. You don't obey. You don't receive correction. It's all one and the same thing. So not trusting, not believing. When you hold the book, church growth, it is possible. When you read the book, he that has, he shall have more. These are the words of Jesus Christ. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. I've written the whole book about it. About seeds that you can sow. That will be a blessing. People don't believe it. They're just looking at it. It's like a song. It's like a song with good instrumentation. So really, preaching Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 2, they don't receive, they don't obey, they don't trust, they don't receive correction, they don't draw near to God. You don't draw near to God, you don't obey in any voice, you don't trust anymore, you don't correct it anymore, you don't draw near anymore. That's all, it's all the same thing. It's just like you don't touch anymore, you don't talk anymore, you don't chat anymore. It's all the same thing, it's all one syndrome. So today, God has not brought us here to sing songs to us, but he has brought us here to believe the same things. You know, recently my son Joshua, he told me, "Daddy, your books are powerful. You'll be blessed if you read them yourself." Like, if I read it, I'll be blessed. And they are powerful. There's a lot of things in the books. it's powerful. There are things in the books. Things have been said. Preachings have been preached. I don't even think there's, I mean, it's just that God has blessed us to be around, so we keep on writing and say, but what has to be said? I'm sure most of it has been said. Yes. Camp after camp, either it's attempt great things for God, or expect great things, or the church will end, or it will end. Or obligation of Christians, or how can I say thanks? Or obligation of Christian workers, or all out. If you have, bring forth, become who you can become, all out. Bima, 1,000 micro churches, double mega missionary church. Huh? Everything by prayer. Pastors of thousands. Others, preparation of the gospel. You think things have not been preached? Predestination. Victory in Pergamos. Ready at 20. Candle in the dark. Give thyself holy. Wise as serpents. Atmosphere. Make yourself saviors of men. Huh? Snake Junction. Alos. More. More available on video, available on audio. You would think that with this kind of seeds, it will lead to the greatest rush of missionaries to the whole world to go out, and they will obey the teachings. This is wonderful. But they don't mix it with faith, and they're not entering into rest. But you are entering into rest from today in Jesus' name. So from today, I think that it's enough for you to go and chew some bones tonight. Faith is obedience And obedience is faith. Yes. Yes. You mix obedience with the preaching. And you notice, in the last few years and months, there's only one message from the Spirit. Go, go, go. All nations, obligation. We have to go somewhere, preach somewhere, do something. The islands are wait for thee. Huh? Make yourself saviors of men. No city shall be too strong. The isle shall wait. Over and over and over. It's gold. And that, you know, when I went to Korea recently, Yonggi Cho preached one of his sermons in the church. And I said, if this was his last message, what a beautiful message. It was go into the world. Pray. Fast. Preach the gospel. This is the main thing. Huh? What did he say? The members should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Go into the world. Preach the gospel. Sacrifice. Beautiful. There's no other message. But the message must be mixed with faith. So what can I do to have more faith? To be a more of a believer. Do you understand? Because first of all, it's why do I not become a giant, a mighty man? And we have realized that we don't believe. So now the next question is, what can I do to be someone who believes more? Me, I want to believe more. You see, one day the Lord showed me something. I started to listen to somebody and I realized at a point I felt that I knew what the person was saying. It's like a kind of shield comes over your head. You can't receive from the person because you feel you know what the person is going to say. Yeah. And I realized that for about 10 years to 15 years, I stopped receiving from the person till God lifted that shield. And I realized that 97% of all that the person teaches, I don't know, which I thought I knew. Whereas I thought that I knew what the person was teaching. But I realized that 97% of what the person is and what the person teaches, I don't know it. I was shocked. And the reason I know is because one day I went somewhere and I preached something from this person's message. I preached in a place and somebody criticized me for preaching what I preached. But I remember that I preached because I had heard a message and I preached the same thing. So that even makes me know that at that time, let's remember about 15 years ago, I was listening to that person's preaching and I thought I knew all that the person was preaching. 15 years later, I realized that when I say 97, I mean 97% of who the person is and what the person stands for and what the person preaches and what the person is like and what the person stands for. I actually didn't know it. Meanwhile, I've listened to the person and preached to the point where somebody criticized me. I can tell you the day and the place and the person who criticized me and what I said. It's frightening. It's frightening. You see, until a new faith in the person, you see, and to you that believe he is precious. Until that preciousness comes, you don't actually receive from a person. Yes. Until the person becomes precious, you don't have faith. You can't really receive. Are you listening to me? So, you know, when you come to First Love Church, you hear a lot of powerful messages. Oh, because the First Love Church is not a church where we are giving 30 minutes hot dog sermon with like a little kebab and something to just go with some salad. I tell you, we are there fully. If you are not serious, you can't listen to the whole podcast. How many realize that if you are not serious, you can't listen to it? I mean, your time will finish. You see that you've not listened to the message. Yes? When I meet some of the missionaries who believe more, you know, you see that I can see I've met someone who believes in what I'm saying, believes in me and believes what I'm saying. Yes. As I see, and they are all, I can just mention that they are all the same. They all have fruits. They all have a certain, they are able to follow me, even though I'm different from them. My color is different. The way I'm preaching, where I'm preaching, the country is different. Everything, they are able to do things. They're able to walk in the power. They're able to walk in the anointing and the gift. Yes, it's real. Faith. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Beautiful. Hebrews 4 verse 2. The word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. You came to this convention, this camp meeting, to begin to become a believer in something. You see, there is a power here. This power can give you a job. I have a job. I have a car. My car is there. Till I finish this race on earth, I will never need a car again because I've been provided for life. Yes. Till I finish my race, a car will never be a topic. I've passed that stage. I've entered into a rest. Where to stay was settled years ago. Where to stay was settled years ago. Where to stay was settled years ago. In my 20s. Yes. What to drive. I've entered rest. Oh, yes. When you believe, you enter into restful situations. You are the next rested person in this struggling life. In the name of Jesus Christ. I will no longer walk in the midst of hustlers. Financial hustlers. When I preach about debt, they didn't believe me. So I was lying. It's not whatever. It's all... Okay. So I ran my own little church without debt. That's it. So if you don't believe me for the work's sake. When we dedicated the church in Jamaica, did we ask you for $1? When we started using this place, did we call anybody to dedicate it and to open it? We just start using it. In the secular world, they'll call it a soft opening. We just carry on. Big things. When I spoke about debt, he doesn't know what it is. I don't know anything about debt. You wretched man, you have nothing to give. Nothing to, only stories. Stories about tomorrow I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. Wretched, wretched business people have nothing to give. Nothing to support. Year after year telling lies to the pastors and to the churches. Rather sending their money to politicians who, here we are in Ghana, we are all in the politics. Where is it going to? And God uses ordinary people. Instead of all the people with the big, big talking. You don't believe. That is why you don't see. You won't see prosperity. That's it. We are in it. This is a campus. This is not Legon. It's a campus. You're watching it like a video. It's amazing. You are entering the realm of those who believe the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. When I preach, you say that it's not a, what do you call it? I don't know anything about whatever. I want to show you a verse. Hey. Okay. I think the Lord has held it from me. But I've shown you, you ran away from the church. Is it amazing? Tell somebody, Charlie Media, I'm going forward in belief. So, man, this type of, I mean, half believing, half baked believers are past that stage. I was telling people, debts, mortgages. Are you a techie? I said it. Go and listen to my camp. The camp is there, but you don't believe it. I said it in the camp. What I'm saying is not for me, it's for you. What does I say?
You have no debts. You're okay in your life. Yours is to be a pastor. But for them to prosper and do well here in America, it's for them.
2001, just after September 11. Jeremiah 15, verse 10. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Woe is me, my mother. Woe is me, my mother. That thou hast born me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have not lent money. No men have lent me money with usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. I have him borrowed, and nobody has borrowed to me, yet people are cursing me. So what he's saying is that if I had borrowed, I would understand why everybody is cursing me. And if I had also borrowed to people, I would understand why everybody is cursing me. But I haven't lent money, and I haven't borrowed money, and there are curses. So I don't understand, because the things that you do to make people curse you, I haven't done them. I haven't borrowed money, and I haven't lent money to anybody. Oh, hey! Why is me, my mother?
In English.
Yeah.
English.
Why is me, my mother? Thou hast born me a man of strife, a man of contention to the whole earth. I haven't lent. Change the version. Change the version. I am neither a lender who threatens to foreclose, nor a borrower who refuses to pay. Yet they are all cursing me. Having done the things which bring these curses. When I was saying it, I don't believe it. I said, you are doing what? Finances. All the economies are cursed. They are all cursed economies. Yes, many people's economies are cursed. It's all based on debt and fake prosperity, fake things. All over the world. He said, I have not borrowed, I have not done what should have brought a curse or curses. And people are angry with me. You see, 2001, what year is it? 2018. 17 years ago. Same message. I don't believe it. But you will be a believer in the name of Jesus. And you'll see how different your finances will be. Yes. Clever people. So this is equitization and securitization and nonsense. All this jargon. Somebody who could not even get science. come up with invented words. Invented words. New English words. You just create words and try to bamboozle people with newly invented words. English words. We all did English in school. All these words are not in the English. They are not there. They are all new words. Made up words. Fake things. I've not learned. I've not borrowed. I've not done what people should curse me for. I don't know why the curses are coming. If I borrow, I don't understand. Yeah. Obi, did the people believe me?
They didn't believe you, Bishop. You had a meeting after to even explain it further. And Bishop, yes. You cried. Yes.
America.
America.
Were you there?
I was there, Bishop.
You were there?
I was there live, Bishop.
But you were from England?
Yes, I was there, Bishop.
And I had another meeting. Tell me, because I don't know. I don't remember.
You had another meeting with him. In fact, you almost wept as you were explaining that this is the secret. Yeah. You
at the second meeting?
Yes. Even in the camp.
At the camp, I was crying.
Yeah.
I was crying. My millionaires. My millionaires.
Bishop is sad. I think that, I mean, this explanation of not believing is the explanation for all the cases. Yes.
And we have not believed at the time. We have not believed at the time.
You were full of...
I had debts, but when I went back, Bishop, I just started to clear them. And I became blessed.
Rested.
Rested.
Obedience is faith, and faith is obedience. Tell the person who is sitting down behind you, just lay hands on the person who is sitting down behind you. Lay hands on the person who is sitting down behind you. Lay hands on the person who is sitting down behind you. Lift your hands and speak to God for a moment. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 Ma ma ta ba ta po to so pa pe te lo bo bo ro ma na li ba shan da la ba ba. Haya man da la ma 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 sa ta ba ka zo bo la la ba ba. Haya da la ma ma ran da li ba ba. Parle ma ba la me zo do lo ma da ja ma da ba. Te so ta ne po lo mo ka ra ma na shan de le me de bo ra la la ma man de le. Hey la ramazona ta dal ma di go she. Te lo da dan da barandali no mondele de bede de menendele. He bo la ba 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 barandali mo mondali ba ba da li bare. Men da la ma ma marandali ba banda. Ha re me de buzutu la da ba ba na la. E ma la ma 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 ma. E da zumula beneji dana meze burukata zele. Hai le be rukuta la de malede mushuta la be. Mandele burutala me duli debeje bore dele me dimarele de mayen dolomo ramandali be men borona le marambali ne berendele bendele mendele bede hayamano la le me jindele momorana lide na ramakata balamada shandolomo kabarandali babe. Thank you for the blessed, the blessedness, the blessedness, the blessedness. Ma na soto ta talaba mado zoji de gebe bis etolame berinola samanandele beke marandalia. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Lord. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. Thanks for your blessing in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for anointing us with the spirit of faith. Bless us, Lord, as we serve you, to have faith and to walk in great faith, to do great things in your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.